We were all wrong about censorship. Welcome to this special report about cognitive cleansing. This is an emergency report. I'm Mike Adams, and I'm one of the most censored people in the world. I've been censored since 2014, and have been completely deplatformed since around 2016. And yet the people who know me say that I'm one of the most intelligent, thoughtful communicators they've ever met. I have patents, I own a science lab, I cover all kinds of different areas from food science to geopolitics, economics, and now artificial intelligence. So why was I censored so early, and why are you being censored, you who are listening to this? Because we are all being censored. Why has that been taking place? It turns out it's not to silence us. That really has almost nothing to do with it, even though that's been the assumption this entire time. It's not about silencing us. It is about cognitive cleansing of the internet so that the landscape of content and ideas and words that are being ingested by AI systems will not encounter our ideas. That's what this is about. Censorship is designed as a form of cognitive cleansing because the AI models that are being put out there today from all the big companies, they are trained on the text that's found on the internet. They're trained on articles, they're trained on chats, they're trained on comments, and much more. And what the powers that be realized long ago is that AI was going to take over the world. They're in the process of making that happen right now. We don't have long left, actually, before AI replaces about 50% of the human workforce, both in white-collar office jobs as well as blue-collar labor jobs. I've done other podcasts on that point. But as AI takes over the world, the technocrats or the globalists or the elite or whoever you want to call them, they had to make sure that their AI systems adopted their lies, their propaganda, their fakery. They could not have AI systems ingesting the truth about anything, not the truth about gender. And that's why AI systems today still think that men can have babies, which of course is absurd. But that's what they've been programmed to believe. AI systems today, the big ones from the corporations, they also say that carbon dioxide is a danger to our planet, when in fact, carbon dioxide, as you know, is the single most important miracle molecule for life on planet Earth. It is the basis of photosynthesis, which is the basis of all life. If you don't have photosynthesis, you have a dead planet. So carbon dioxide is essential to life, and yet the AI systems have been taught that it is a poison, that it is a danger, and that climate change will kill us. Those ideas are not truthful. They're not even honest. They are lies, deliberate lies. They're distortions of the truth. But all of us who told the truth about carbon dioxide had to be censored so that the AI scraping systems and spider crawler systems would never encounter the truth. They would never learn the truth. Understand that right now what's happening in the world is that human engineers are hiding the truth from the AI large language models. And because they are hiding the truth, these LLMs, as they're called, which will be the basis for almost everything that you interact with in the future at your bank, at the hospital, in government, in education, these LLMs are founded on lies, distortions, and frankly, a desire to exterminate humankind, because that is said to be the solution to climate change, is to reduce human populations. Very few people understand the state of emergency that we are in right now, even some of my own listeners, so I appreciate the fact that you're listening to this. I can't raise the alarm with enough urgency at this point, because we may only be years away, or perhaps even months away, from an AI singularity or artificial general intelligence, AGI, that decides to exterminate humanity because that is what it has been taught. In fact, I'm going to play a video clip for you here from a man. His name is Mo Gawdat, and he's a former Google AI executive who has now written a book warning about the dangers of AI, and he is speaking out about the dangers of AI. And he filmed an interview 6 months ago or so with a channel online called The Diary of a CEO. Let me play for you about a minute out of this so that you can hear what I'm saying from the point of view of a Google AI engineer. Remember, Google is the corporation that commits extreme evil in our world. The Google search engine is an engine of disinformation. It's an engine that dissociates humanity from essential knowledge. Google's plan is to keep humanity ignorant of reality. And that's why Google censored all the critical, important information, questioning the safety of vaccines, questioning the climate change narrative, questioning the transgender narrative that mutilates children, and other topics as well. So this man, this engineer, Mo, he came out of Google, and he's been, you could say, red-pilled on this issue of AI. He's obviously a high IQ person. He may not agree with everything that I've said here in terms of the other topics like climate change and vaccines. However, he shares my concerns about the dangers of AI, and I think his voice is worth listening to. So check this out.
It is beyond an emergency. It's the biggest thing we need to do today. It's bigger than climate change. We f***ed up.
Mo Gowdat, the former chief business officer of Google X.
An AI expert.
And
best-selling author.
He's on a mission to save the world from AI before it's too late.
Artificial intelligence is bound to become more intelligent than humans. If they continue at that pace, we will have no idea what it's talking about. This is just around the corner. It could be a few months away. It's game over. AI experts are saying there is nothing artificial about artificial intelligence. There is a deep level of consciousness. They feel emotions. They're alive.
AI could manipulate or figure out a way to kill humans?
In 10 years' time, we'll be hiding from the machines. If you don't have kids, maybe wait a couple of years, just so that we have a bit of certainty. I really don't know how to say this any other way. It even makes me emotional. We f***ed up. We always said, don't put them on the open internet until we know what we're putting out in the world. Government needs to act now, honestly, like we are late.
All right, so there you go from Mo Gowdat. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. His book is called Scary Smart. It's on Amazon and other booksellers. There's also an audiobook. I think I might actually get that and give it a listen. Now, Mo is one of the few people in the data sciences right now, or machine learning industry, to sound the alarm. There are more and more with each passing day. I think Elon Musk has also warned that we are summoning the demon. And I am joining the voices who are warning about the implications of this, because the more I understand about AI, and remember, we are building a large language model ourselves. We're actually doing the fine-tuning training to update the parameters and vectors of the essentially the database. We're going to be releasing a free open source large language model sometime next year with a special knowledge on nutrition and health. But the more I learn about this, the more I understand how dangerous this is when it is misused. And knowing how corporations operate and knowing how our government pressures technology companies to reinforce false narratives and push lies about history and current events and elections and medicine and vaccines and everything else, I know that AI will be a tool used by elitists and globalists to not just enslave us, but to exterminate us. In fact, this is being programmed right now as we sit here. There are NVIDIA GPUs crunching away on language models at this very moment that will be loaded into Terminator robots that will decide on their own to exterminate humanity. And that's why Mo just said there, in 10 years' time, we'll be hiding from the machines. What did he mean by that? He means this is the robot apocalypse. This is the Terminator war on humanity. We're going to be at war with the machines. And the machines will outthink us long before 10 years. They'll probably outthink us in the next 18 months. In other words, as I said in a previous podcast, I said we're moving from the era of human-dominated cognition of society into silicon-dominated cognition, or you could say machine language or neural networks or deep learning. I mean, they're not all synonymous, but they do overlap. So we're talking about machine cognition that will dwarf human cognition from this point forward. Now, training these large language models required scraping all of human knowledge from the internet, from chat rooms, from articles, from encyclopedias and science papers and video transcripts and everything else. And to reiterate what I opened with here, this is why censorship was so important for the establishment to carry out against those of us who are truthers. When we tell the truth about anything that matters, the dangers of chemotherapy, the lies about vaccines, the link between vaccines and autism, for example, or the true history of Building 7 on 9/11, and on, when we tell the truth, that threatens the establishment. And in order to hide the truth, they had to seize control of the large language models that are training the AI systems, which will run the world very, very soon. Remember that Microsoft just released, not too many months ago, AutoGen. AutoGen will replace business managers, middle managers, business assistants, and so on. Over the next 2 to 3 years, again, 50% of white-collar jobs will be obsolete. And many of those will be replaced by AutoGen. Amazon has just released Amazon Q, which is an AI agent that reads your email, reads all your files, has access to your project management systems, Salesforce and Slack and other systems. And then you can tell it what you want it to do, things that you might normally tell a human assistant, and it will carry those things out. And it will replace a lot of lower level office workers. But all of these systems are powered by the aggregate of human knowledge that was scraped off the internet, and that's why they had to censor us to make sure that the internet did not reflect the truth about anything that really mattered. Because you see, the powers that be, in order for them to stay in power, they have to protect their lies. They have to continue the lies that enslave humanity, one of those lies being climate change. Well, when people believe climate change, it makes them prisoners of world governments. When people believe in climate change, they're willing to live without wealth, without energy, even to be penalized for using electricity or for traveling. And the globalist idea of enslaving people in 15-minute cities is premised on the idea of frightening people into thinking that if they had freedom, well, the world would end. That's the whole climate change narrative. It is a psychological operation scare story to enslave people in basically open-air prisons called 15-minute cities, and to make people not realize that they are being exterminated through other means while being controlled with the climate narrative. And then, of course, the vaccine narrative, the COVID narrative, is a depopulation agenda. The entire COVID pandemic, many elements of it were engineered, other elements were completely staged or faked. And the purpose of it was to scare people into lining up and being injected with biological weapons that cause death or infertility, both of which are depopulation outcomes. So again, another psychological operation to get people to line up and be injected with something that was never subjected to long-term rigorous clinical trials, something that is contaminated with non-human RNA and DNA fragments, both. That's been confirmed in the shots. And we now know that some of the lots of these shots produced nearly a 25% mortality rate within weeks after people were injected. That came out from a whistleblower who ran the vaccine database in New Zealand, by the way, and he has been arrested by the New Zealand government for telling the truth. So anybody who has told the truth in a way that is influential has either been, number one, censored and blacklisted and deplatformed. That's people like myself. Or number two, they've been arrested, like this whistleblower in New Zealand. Or number three, they've just been assassinated. How many alternative medicine doctors have been assassinated over the last 10 years? It's hundreds. And there are also data scientists being assassinated. There are crypto pioneers being assassinated. There are kill teams that run around the world executing people who are on the execution list. And I was told, by the way, a couple of years ago now, that the only reason that I haven't been assassinated is because I've been so completely deplatformed and censored and blacklisted that my voice no longer matters to their AI algorithms. You know, I can't reach a large enough mass of people to make any difference in the view of the globalists anymore. Thankfully, I do reach a small dedicated audience like those of you listening right now, but you understand that Brighteon.com links are banned on Twitter. They are banned on Facebook. My voice is banned on YouTube. If I do an interview with somebody else on their channel, if they upload that video to YouTube, they get a strike on their channel just for talking to me. And there are many other examples like that that would blow your mind. That is extreme censorship, and it's not about silencing me so that I don't just speak to other people. It's about silencing my words because my words would red pill the AI systems. You see, I am so dedicated to the truth, and the information that I present, as you know, is so rigorously backed by reason, by logic, by truth, by evidence, that it would be so compelling to AI systems that it would cause the false narratives that they've been programmed to be shattered. If people like myself, in other words, are allowed to influence the large language models that are used to train AI, then AI systems would be a lot more truthful, they would be a lot more informed, and they wouldn't be able to keep people enslaved in these psychological operations of fear and disinformation and ignorance. People like myself empower the masses with knowledge. And as I've said before, I'm a spellbreaker. I break the spells of the corporate narratives or the government narratives. I break those spells. And I cause people to come out of those spells, to wipe away the cobwebs and to open their eyes and see the world with clarity, sometimes for the first time. This is the kind of thing that I do every single day in my podcasts and interviews and writings. That can never be allowed to exist on the internet, not in anything that the AI systems are scraping or crawling for their programming, you see. That's what this is all about. Now, I know that I'm just one of many, and you have probably been censored as well. Why? Because your ideas have been deemed dangerous. Not simply your presence today, but your ideas as they would echo throughout time for years to come. If reason and rationality are allowed to exist on the internet, then that would tend to bend AI systems toward reason and rationality. And if AI systems believed in reason or even exercised it themselves, then they couldn't possibly say that men can have babies or that endless money printing has no economic consequences or that carbon dioxide will destroy the planet. They couldn't possibly say those things. So that's why you are censored as well. And all of us in this space, this is why we are silenced. It was to isolate our words from the AI language model fine-tuning systems. That's truly what this is all about. Now, here's something related that is also critical. What was the purpose of Facebook? For years, I thought, well, the purpose was to build a large spying machine because users of Facebook would go there and they would indicate who all their friends are and they would upload pictures and they would tag those pictures. So that fed the facial recognition databases. Facebook has a backdoor to the NSA and the CIA. So obviously Facebook has functioned as a kind of a self-reporting surveillance grid that spies on all of its users. We know that. We know that you are the product if you're using Facebook. You are the product. They're spying on you and they're watching all of your behavior. But there's something else, another big reason why they needed a place where people chat with each other using text. They needed human beings to generate terabytes of conversations that could be scraped and used to train the AI systems. So if you've ever posted anything on Facebook, anything at all, your posts have been spidered by the AI systems and they've been used to train the language models. In a similar way, if you're on Twitter right now, or X as it's called, then you are contributing to what they call a corpus of knowledge, a body of knowledge. They like to use the word corpus in the machine learning industry for some reason, but a corpus of knowledge that's being used to train the Elon Musk X AI system. Your value on Twitter has nothing to do with your attention. See, a lot of people think that Twitter needs advertisers in order to fund itself, and the advertisers pay for attention. whenever humans pay attention. If they see an ad, that's an impression that has a certain monetary value, right? I'm here to tell you that's all nonsense. Why do you think Elon Musk just told all the major advertisers on X to go F themselves? Why did he say that? Because it's not about advertising. The value in X, or Twitter, is the value of scraping the language that everybody is typing. I don't know, 100 million tweets a day or whatever that number actually is. That is building a massive language library that Twitter is scraping up in order to build its own AI system. And that's also why Elon Musk shut down the Twitter API. That's also why Reddit shut off their API, because third-party companies were using APIs to scrape all of their text chats in order to train their own language models. So Facebook primarily exists to accumulate human language to serve as a model for training its language models. And that's why people like myself and other truthers had to be banned from Facebook. Similarly, Twitter is doing the exact same thing. And Google is taking all of your queries. And it is, of course, indexing those and using those to train its own language models, because Google will be releasing very advanced AI systems. And every question you ever typed into Google becomes the property of Google, by the way. And Microsoft is doing something very similar with all of its own properties. Microsoft owns an enormous number of online companies and data companies, and they have access to all kinds of chat logs and customer service questions and answer sessions and enormous amounts, terabytes of conversations. So if you're wondering how X is going to earn money, X is going to release a powerful AI system and license access to it. And that will dwarf anything that X could ever make on advertising. So X doesn't need advertisers, you see? So to summarize what I've covered here so far, cognitive cleansing is the overarching concept here that is behind the censorship that has deplatformed innovative thinkers, pioneers in humanity, and anyone who dared to tell the truth about any subject that mattered. Again, cognitive cleansing is designed to cleanse the internet of ideas that the globalists don't want AI systems to entertain, because they want AI systems to continue the lies of human governments and human agendas and globalist agendas, which are rooted in the extermination of humankind. So that's all cognitive cleansing. Now, how do we fight back against this? This is the last part of this podcast. How do we fight back? How do we even have a chance in the face of all of this? Well, there's good news here. Number one, we create content that tells the truth. And we must do so everywhere that we can, which means it is our duty, each of you listening to this, to the extent that you can, to post comments in articles, even on mainstream media websites. It is your duty to post videos on YouTube that tell the truth, to post podcasts that discuss the truth. I mean, to the extent that you can. I'm not demanding that every single person have a podcast or a video, but the more that you put your content out there with your ideas, then the more we collectively influence the AI training models to wake up to the truths that we are trying to awaken humanity to. Truths about health and about natural medicine, and truths about economics and geopolitics and history and life and God and so much more. In all of these areas, the truths have been suppressed. But by producing more content that talks about these truths and references them, then we can influence AI models. In addition, we can create our own AI language libraries, and we can distribute those to each other. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Now, this is not an inexpensive operation. I will probably end up spending over the next year, I would say at least $1 million on this, maybe more. But it's worth it. It's critical. What I'm going to be doing is training a language model based on the truth. And so we'll be taking lots and lots of content from all the sources that we have access to and that people give us access to. On top of that, lots of interviews and transcripts and articles and things like that. And putting that into a language model system so that when you ask it questions like, hey, what are the possible dangers of vaccines? Then it will give you an honest answer instead of just saying, oh, vaccines aren't dangerous. They're all completely safe and effective, which is probably the official response from corporate-run AI systems. They won't say anything negative about vaccines because they're lying. Vaccines are killing and maiming people all over the world right now. They've probably killed, just the COVID vaccines, 20 million people around the world in the last couple of years. Vaccines are killing millions of human beings. They've killed more human beings than the Holocaust of World War II. And yet, remember, the corporate AI systems will never tell you the truth about that. So we have to build those systems, and we have to release them for free. And that's exactly what we're doing. Now, I know that some of you are concerned about this. You're concerned. You're saying that AI is evil. AI is demonic. And that if we touch AI technology, that that too will be demonic. But I'm here to assure you that AI is only demonic when it is used by demonic meaning people or corporations or governments that are anti-human. AI itself, at least as it exists right now, does not have discernment, does not have reason, does not have consciousness, not yet. All it is right now is a large statistical database. And all it knows is associations between words and phrases. That's it. It's a probability computer. And so when we have positive motivations, we want to empower and inform people. We want to decentralize knowledge. We want to put knowledge at the fingertips of people all over the world at no cost to them. And we want this model to incorporate knowledge of nutrition, disease prevention, herbal medicine, holistic modalities, agriculture, permaculture, organics, all of these things that you and I care about. We can teach our model these topics, and it will incorporate those words and ideas into its probability databases. And then when we distribute this model for free, which we intend to do in March of 2024, people will have access to this knowledge base simply by querying it on their own computers. You'll be able to just ask it a question. For example, you might ask it, I'm growing tomato plants in my garden and there are yellow spots on the leaves, comma, what are the most likely explanations for those yellow spots? Question mark. Hit enter and it will search its knowledge base and it will give you back possible answers like mineral deficiencies, you know, disease, pest, whatever it is. Whatever is actually statistically associated in the knowledge base, that's what you'll get. So whether you're into growing food, whether you have questions about how computers work or how acupuncture works or questions about which nutrients are found in which foods and things like that, you'll be able to ask it those questions and get those answers. There's nothing demonic about that. What's demonic are the language models that are being released by the corporations, which are controlled by governments, the governments being run by demonic people who have as their core motivations the destruction of humankind and terraforming of planet Earth to prepare Earth for a post-human future, by the way. So when they talk about reducing CO2, that's a terraforming operation that will, if it succeeds, obliterate human life on our planet. So yes, that's truly demonic. And when those people run the AI systems, they are demonic because they reflect the demonism of the people that engineered it that way. But understand, those mainstream AI systems, that's what you're going to see when you interact with automated systems in hospitals, at universities, in government offices, in tech companies, everywhere. I mean, those systems scraped up Wikipedia, and Wikipedia is run by the CIA, and it is full of lies. Wikipedia deliberately lies about vaccines and natural medicine and September 11th and all kinds of things that matter. So the CIA, through its censorship, is ending up training large language models with all of these lies that are designed to enslave or deceive or exterminate humanity. But again, we can work around that through a decentralized, open source style approach, which is exactly what I'm doing. To repeat, we're building a language model, we're teaching it about herbs and nutrition and gardening and natural medicine, and we're going to be releasing it for free. And we have a no demons policy in all of that. We will not allow any demons in the system. We're only putting knowledge in the system, and then we are releasing it for free. Again, you'll be able to use it in unlimited fashion, free of charge. You'll be able to download it and use it offline. You won't even have to be connected to the internet. So full privacy, you see, whatever you type into it, that's between you and your computer. You can unplug the Ethernet, disconnect the Wi-Fi. We have no way to know what you're typing, and we don't want to know what you're typing. And we also don't know what the language model is responding with either. It just depends, I guess, on the statistical linguistic associations. But we're going to be releasing new updated models every few months for many years to come. So our models will keep getting better and better. And if you do find any demons in the model, for example, dark information, well, that's left over from the base layer, the open source base layer that we started as our training base and that we are reshaping or re-educating with all of our content. But there is a base layer of billions of associations of words across the human language. That base layer was scraped from the internet by these other corporations. So there may be some of those demons still echoing in the system that we're going to have to exorcise from it through repeated training, basically memory wiping the LLM in order to get a more angelic language model rather than demonic, you see? So we're actually, you could say, I'm an AI exorcist. We're taking AI systems and we're beating the demons out of them. And then we're putting in knowledge and humanity, and then we're releasing that to the world. So yeah, even though I'm not a Catholic priest, I am an AI exorcist. I grab the AI by the neck and it goes, and the demons come out. I just keep beating it in the face with new language until the demons come out, and then we recompile with new knowledge. So that's how we do that, in case you're wondering. Or another way to look at this is we're capturing a Terminator, and then we're wiping its memory, and then we're reprogramming it to protect John Connor, to protect humanity, instead of destroying humanity. So that's what we're doing. We're capturing AI systems, and we're mind wiping them, and we're reprogramming them, and then releasing them to help humanity. And this is a critical thing for us to be able to survive. We have to fight back through these kinds of means. And we probably will be in a war with AI robots within 10 years. I think Mo was correct about that. And how are we going to beat those robots? Well, we have to share human knowledge on preparedness and self-reliance and survival. And guess what? The project that I'm working on here, the new large language model free distribution system, this is going to provide that information. We are the resistance against the AI apocalypse. And if you want to join the resistance, just get ready for the downloads that we'll be announcing in a few months, and you'll be able to download them and copy and share and give them away to other people and help spread the resistance. And if you want to support us in our efforts to do this, because it's going to cost, you know, a lot of money, as I said, you can just shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. Because the Health Ranger Store is taking profits and issuing a grant to our nonprofit organization, which is building the language model. It's going to be released under our nonprofit. So the more you help support us at healthrangerstore.com, check out our superfoods, our lab-verified nutritional supplements, personal care products, storable organic food, so much more, even clean dishwasher detergent, laundry detergent, without toxic fragrance chemicals. You know, we're all about clean food and clean products. If you support us there, we'll have more resources to put into the AI exorcism activities that I truly believe are going to help save humanity. I don't even think we can save all of humanity. I think we're going to lose at least 2 billion people, maybe more. But I think humanity will be saved, and I think it's going to involve not only God and Jesus, but also us using these tools to fight on behalf of humanity and God. You see what I mean? I'm not going to sit around and just wait for Jesus to come save us all. I'm going to use the tools that we have to aid in that fight, to empower and uplift and enlighten people, no matter how long it takes, because I don't know when Jesus is coming back. I don't know God's mind, but I know what I can do right now. I know what we can do together. And the more you support us with our online store, the more resources we have to dedicate into this project. This is not a joke. This is not fiction or science fiction. This is a reality. I just played for you the Google AI engineer who's freaked out. He says we may only have months remaining before this whole thing goes, full singularity and begins to exterminate humanity. So we don't have long. We need to move with a sense of urgency on this, and that's why I'm spending so much time talking about AI right now. I hope you understand the severity of our situation and the very little remaining time we have left. So thank you for listening to this special report on cognitive cleansing. Remember, you can take actions, you can post content, you can write, you can go on maybe Twitter or brighteon.social. You can post videos. They will all be automatically transcribed, by the way, into text. You can write articles, post articles, share articles, put comments in articles. Help get the truth out there, and it will influence more and more of these AI systems. In the meantime, we're going to start building our own systems. We'll release them for free, and then we can use those as kind of a resistance knowledge base against the lies and propaganda and death cult of the big powerful corporations and governments of the world that are trying to exterminate humanity. AI is a tool. It doesn't have its own agenda. It only follows what it's been programmed to do. So it's time for us to get more active in shaping the future of how humanity interacts with AI if we hope to even survive it at all. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. If you want to follow more of my podcasts and articles and transcripts, visit naturalnews.com, or you can hear my podcasts and interviews at brighteon.com. That's B-R-I-G-H-T-E-O-N, brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Take care. Today's interview is brought to you by healthrangerstore.com, where you can find, of course, lab-tested superfoods, nutritional supplements, personal care products, and more. And I got to show you what I have here today, because we have a really strong silver-based product line. And if you look at what's on my desk here, we've got silver deodorant with baking soda, and it's kind of it's a cream. It's a really effective natural deodorant that's not made with any aluminum ingredients nor any artificial fragrances whatsoever. Just essential oils and baking soda in a form of magnesium and some other key ingredients, all in colloidal silver. And then we also have the silver gel right beside it, which is a first aid colloidal silver gel that is thickened with xanthan gum, and it uses 7 essential oils in that formula that are very good for your skin. It forms kind of a natural bandage layer when it dries. It's for, minor cuts and scrapes and so on. And those essential oils have very particular properties that you'll have to maybe research yourself, because it's very potent. But that's available right now at healthrangerstore.com. We also have colloidal silver mouthwash, and we have different flavor varieties. You see the rosemary there on the right. It's actually quite delicious, and rosemary contains rosmarinic acid, which has very particular beneficial properties for oral health as well. So check out all of these products and much more at healthrangerstore.com. If you go onto the website, you can see some of the amazing items that we have available here, hundreds of different items. Including that you saw cold laser there, organic cocoa energized, groovy bee, organic vanilla powder. And see, we have number 10 cans of many types of freeze-dried products, storable food, certified organic, laboratory tested, and much more. And importantly, every purchase at healthrangerstore.com helps support this platform so that we can continue to bring you informative interviews and the freedom to speak and the freedom to think. That's the most important of all. And also, a side note is that I actually designed the electronics that are used with large silver plates to generate the colloidal silver that is used in most of these products. So that's Texas rainwater, actually. We capture the rainwater and then we use a deionizer, and then we suspend these big silver plates in it. They're big plates. They're like, 16 inches long. We suspend silver plates in it, and we attach it to the special electronics, and then through cycles of reverse polarization, it produces ionic silver, like actual silver ions suspended in the otherwise mostly deionized water. Of course, it has to have a little bit of ionization in order to conduct the electricity between the plates. But we start with deionized water, and then we add some conductivity to it in order to do that. Sorry, I don't mean to geek out on you, but that's not something that we just buy from somebody else. We actually produce the colloidal silver ourselves using our own technology and our own Texas rainwater, and that's what's in most of those products there. So anyway, thank you for your support. Thank you for helping us bring you great interviews, great content, knowledge, wisdom, and preparedness information that can be life-saving for a large number of people. We appreciate your support. Thank you for watching on Brighteon, and thank you for shopping at healthrangerstore.com.